Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, we do go out to the hotline right now. Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm sorry for being late. I got my days switched up. We normally do Thursday, so hope you can...
No, that's all right. We've been doing the same thing all morning.
Right, we're just discussing the merits of ESPN's coverage on LeBron getting a dunk blocked and them taking 39 minutes to explain how big it was in a regular season game.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of content to talk about.
All right, you go from 12 scholarship players to 9 scholarship players. Is this concerning? Do you just have to make adjustments? How do you look at this situation, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, concern is losing city. That's the concern. You know, that's a big one for us, you know, because he was a guy that was playing and playing a lot. You know, it certainly hurts our guard depth, specifically our point guard depth. You know, we had a pretty good rotation, we felt, going there between Xavier and him. You know, he could play with Xavier, which, you know, we'd started doing a lot. That's, you know, in my opinion, that's the only one that really hurts. Hopefully he's a quick healer and he's able to get back soon. But that's the one that, you know, hurts us as far as right now and, you know, even a little bit for the future, for however long he's out.
Well, how did the transfers of Eligoma and Stevenson affect the fact that, I mean, you weren't a big team in the front court to begin with, Jeff, but this creates a little bit of a depth issue up front, does it not?
Not really. Not in games. Where it affects us, I think, is in practice. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in games, we had pretty much had an 8. You know, nine-man rotation, and, you know, neither one of those two guys were in it, you know, maybe Peace a little bit. And so I don't think it affects us that much in games. Certainly, you know, if we do happen to have an injury or if we, you know, get in some foul trouble, then, you know, we're going to have to go smaller. But, you know, we've done that anyway. I mean, there was a game, I can't remember which one, but, you know, when we had 5 quote-unquote guards on the court. Look, I'm not one of these coaches, man, that feels like you have to have, you know, a traditional big guy on the court. You know, one of the things I learned, you know, and especially going back to Duke for the last 7 years and being around Coach K, is that, you know, the thing that you have to figure out how to do is that you have to figure out how to get your 5 best players on the court. And for us, at times, that may mean 5 guards. And that's something that, you know, we'll look at and, you know, we'll go with. And so, you know, I don't even know if it's unfortunate that they decided to leave. I mean, that was their choice. We support it. They're both, you know, really good kids. And we wish them well. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they weren't playing for us here. And I understand their desire to want to play. I get that. As a former player, I understand that. I respect that. And they felt like they weren't going to get that opportunity to play here. You know, look, we're small. There were 2 front court players and they weren't playing. And so, you know, again, I understand that. I respect it. And, you know, we'll move forward and we wish them well, you know, and hopefully they find a place where they can play the way they want to.
Jeff Capel joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I was thinking about this morning. What I know about New Orleans is that the other Irvin Johnson played there. What I know about Colgate is, I think that's where he played, right? The other Irvin Johnson. And Colgate, Adonna yes. Foyle played there, and then they had a pretty good run. But these are teams that are coming in that you look at and you probably should beat. But how do you guard against looking past them because you know the conference schedule is just on the horizon? Do you have to insulate yourself from that these next two games?
Well, as coaches, we don't. We're older. We're more mature. We understand it. We know, you know, a little bit more than the young guys do, than the players do. You know, the very first thing is that both teams are good. I mean, New Orleans has been the back-to-back postseasons, NCAA 2 years ago and the CBI last year. And in fact, I think they were in the championship of the CBI. They're one of the better defensive teams in the country. They're in the top five in forcing turnovers. You know, and so they're good. And then Colgate is really good. And so, you know, they don't have the sexy name, you know, of some of the other teams in the country from Power Five conferences or, you know, maybe elite mid-major, you know, conferences. But they're two really good teams. And it's different. The very first one with New Orleans, you know, the very first thing is that we have to play harder. Like, we can't be gone on Christmas break, you know, until after the game on Thursday and hopefully after the game with the win. Colgate is after we are going to have, you know, a five-day break where they're going to be away. And, you know, you're hoping that they do something cardio-wise, but, you know, there's a chance that they may not. You know, we certainly don't want them playing while they're home, but we would like for them to be able to get in the gym and do that. So there's going to be a long break. And so when we come back, how is that going to be? And so you worry about both of those things. But the main thing, Colin, to be honest with you, no one in our program should look ahead. You know, with what this program has gone through last year, you know, we can't be arrogant or stupid enough to think that we can overlook anyone. We've already done that once this year, and we see where that got us. And so, you know, there needs to be a sense of urgency. There needs to be, you know, a diligence with preparation. And we need to play harder than New Orleans tomorrow. And then we need to take a break, and then we need to come back and get our minds right for the 3 days of preparation that we're going to have. And we need to have our mind right to play against a good Colgate team as well.
Jeff Capel, Pitt's head men's basketball coach. Jeff, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll chat again soon. If we don't talk before, have a great Christmas, and we'll talk thereafter.
Yes.
All right. Happy holidays to you guys too, man.
All right. Great stuff, Jeff Capel. I'll tell you what, straight laying it out, that's where it is. You know, people talk about these transfers all the time in collegiate athletics, and it's part of the atmosphere. It's part of the culture. It is what happens. If you're not going to get playing time, if it's not going to work out, if you're being blocked by someone, if you're not going to get some run, then maybe it's best for everybody.
Well, and look, there's nothing that endears somebody more to the Pittsburgh sports fan than a direct nature. And Jeff Capel's not going to beat around the bush and say, well,
in truth.
We've got to weather the losses of Pease Eligoma and Shamil Stevens. He's going to tell you the truth. We're going to put our best five out there every time, and we've only got a 7 or 8 rotation now. So, hey, we're really hurt by the loss of Endear. And to be honest, the front court guys aren't going to affect us all that much.
Yeah, great, great stuff from Jeff Capel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.